This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I just want to know how you feel. Want a love that's so proud and real. You make me want to go out and steal.
I just want to rip.
Here we go.
That's some nice Martinelli's cider you got there, dude. All foam, right? Of course.
All foam. Way too bubbly. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
This might be the biggest day of the podcast ever.
For so many reasons.
For so many reasons. Donald Trump defeated by Sleepy Joe.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Holy shit. Jeff, you're wearing
emotions.
Sunglasses indoors. It's a big day.
I wear my sunglasses. We won. With us as never before is Lauren J. Lapkus.
As a treat.
Lauren, how are you feeling?
I am feeling very, very good. I feel very happy. It's a great day.
Oh my god, we're all happy. How did you find out? Where were you when you found out?
Well, I was in bed. I actually was awake really early at like 6:30, and I was looking at my phone and there were no updates still. And so I went back to sleep, and then when I woke up, everyone had been texting me and I missed it. So I was kind of annoyed that I missed it, but I was still very happy. And I got up and just watched the news all morning. But how about you?
Yeah. I was in bed, absolutely yeah. In bed. And then I just all like out of nowhere got an insane influx of texts, like all the same. And just immediately started crying. So Jeffrey. Yeah.
Me. I woke up to a FaceTime call from mi madre. I was like, why is my mom calling me? But I was too tired to pick up the phone. Checked the texts immediately after in the family group chat. Donald Trump lost, right?
That is what I was excited about, yeah.
And Jeff, you feel good?
Well, you know, I feel a little gypped because obviously I was a Joe Jorgensen head, but Joe's a close second. And so I got up, I showered because I was smelled like a fire because we had a little fire last night in the kitchen, oil, obviously.
Nice.
And then I got in my car and I drove around the neighborhood, honked my horn, played FDT at full mm-hmm. volume. And felt a kinship with passersby.
Oh, we love to see it. Love to see it. And so today in celebration, God, we have Lauren. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here,
show.
Especially on this day of all
yeah.
days.
No, I was thinking, you know, it's a fun little thing to do right now, and then I'll just go back to watching the news for the next 24 hours. So
exactly.
You're not really interrupting anything. I'm just in a good mood, so it's great.
And we
That's
love.
Perfect.
And we love.
So my boyfriend, Daniel Rashid, famously, when he found out that you were coming on, he's like, can you tell her, and you don't have to do this on the pod, you can do it on the pod or not if you don't want to, but can you let her know that, like, I was really excited, I worked with her, because he went to ETHS
yes,
in Evanston,
him.
And
yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Stop it. Oh my God.
Yes.
So he just is
he
very excited
YOLO,
to have you.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. He's going to lose his mind.
And Lauren, I'll Venmo you the $100
Thank
for
you
saying
so much.
That.
Yeah. Really worked out for everything. So
it means a lot to him.
You'll get an invoice. So yeah. So
that's so tiny, awesome.
Little small world. And now we're here.
Tell him I said hi.
I will. And he'll hear this and he'll say hi and he won't realize that he's talking to a pre-recorded thing. But
that's
something fine.
He has. Like, he doesn't understand when things are recorded or not.
No, we're working through it. But that's a thing that, you know, we all have our quirks.
He's watching DVR'd CNN election night from Wednesday, screaming at the TV, call it already.
He's like, everyone's jumping the gun.
What's this week been like for you? Roller coaster, even keeled?
This week has been pretty good overall. I feel like it's definitely been like there's a lot of tension in the air just waiting for this moment. But I went back to work this week and I'm working on a show. And so like that was my first step back into like that whole thing. And so that's been a little interesting, but also it feels pretty safe the way everything's going. And so I had a busy week for the first time in a while where I was actually outside of my house and that felt really good. And I also looked at my phone. I looked at my steps for the first time since the pandemic and I don't know why I did that because it was the saddest. I get like under 1,000 a day. It's like really not good. And so I have to figure that out. But so that was kind of a low point. But other than that, I was just like thinking Biden was going to win and feeling really good about it. And then he did. So I feel happy.
But yeah. Yay.
Love.
Yeah. How were your weeks?
Well, I'm being audited.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So that,
are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay. Although
he could be.
I do need to meet with a CPA though, and I missed the appointment.
Was it a Zoom?
It was a Zoom, and now I feel a sense of doom. I don't know how I'm going to come up with my 1099 taxes at the end of the year because I've spent the cash already, obviously.
Yeah.
I live outside my means.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Uh-huh. You have like 30 bottles of Vouv around you. Not even for today. You just kind of stockpile.
So I thought that I had already paid rent. I hadn't. I spent that cash on Vouv.
Mm-hmm. You have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's been good. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. My roommates and I have been biding our time, waiting with bated breath. And here we are. But they are both busy right now. So I've been celebrating by myself.
That's annoying. Yeah. Riley, where are you?
I am in Utah right now, taking just a little vacay, like distance vacay with the fam. So we're truly like just in nature, which has been nice, but also like I wish I was in LA to drive around, do a little honk honk beep beep and like cheer. Because right now I'm just yelling to the trees, which is great, but also makes me feel insane.
Well, they're yelling back.
Yeah, that's the scary part, is that they have been speaking back to me. But yeah, similarly, I have been checking my steps on my phone. And I, like, there was one, God, I remember at the start of the year, I'm like, I'm going to be a 10K step girl. I'm just going to do it every day. And then, of course, that's not happening. But there was one day where I was like, maybe at like 9,100 or something. And it was like 11:55, and I'm like, I have to get to 10,000 before I go to bed. And so Daniel's already in bed. I'm walking around the room just like, and then I realize I'm like, fuck, it's 11:58 and I still have like, you know, a couple hundred more to go. And so I start like tiny feet running and he's like, God damn it, go to bed. I'm like, I can't. So that's kind of been, that feeling is how I've felt all week, is tiny step running. And today we hit 10,000 steps, so that feels really good. Emotionally, we hit 10,000 steps. I'm probably at like 215
right now.
Oh, no,
I'm hitting zero today. Yeah, I think I've walked 10 steps so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, the feelings I've had this week, I mean, today especially, couldn't be more relevant to today's app. But I think we should just get really cozy, because today and every day is about living.
Living, for sure.
Laughing. and loving artwork.
So loving artwork.
So today we're talking live, laugh, love artwork.
Artwork.
Which is, I've been wanting to talk about this since this pod was released. I've been looking forward to this episode.
We've pitched this idea to, I think, every guest since August, and none of them have picked it except until you. And so we were both very excited.
I am so happy to do this one with you. I'm so happy you picked this.
I'm so excited. I just really hate that artwork, and I'm really excited to
talk about it. It's incredible.
Yeah.
both y'all, any experiences you have with it, any memories, any feelings about it, what comes to mind?
I feel like what comes to mind is Bed Bath & Beyond. And I also, it's a hard one because when you shit on it, it's like, I guess I don't want to say anyone who has that is bad, but I think there's like a feeling that like, well, you didn't really think about it. You just bought that. Like, and it's not like I need to look at that sign to like remember to do those things. And so I just don't really get it. Like, I just feel like I think there are a lot of sweet like moms who have that and like they're fine or whatever. But like, I do think if you're like a 20 something who like decorated your apartment with that, like that's a bad move and you need to change that now. So it just makes me think of like Midwest / Southern moms or, just people who don't want to put that extra effort in to have a little personalization.
And people who have to look at it to remind themselves to do those things.
Yes. And I think about people who probably have tattoos of that. Like, there's just like, that's like such a big, where did that phrase come from? Who made it up? And why do we all start doing this and saying this and writing it on things? Like, where did this come from?
I Googled imaged the words live, laugh, love, art, and or whatever. And one of the first things that came up was one of those things where it's just like a sunset sky and a quote on it that again kind of middle-aged Midwestern moms use all the time, but and it said live, laugh, love in quotes, and then it was attributed to Anonymous, so I don't know where it came from.
You can't you need to eradicate that. Like, you can't have Anonymous under something stupid. Like, it doesn't matter who said it, first of all. And like, most of the time when the quote is unknown, it's not that good. So like, I just feel like we could just have it be like, that's just like, What's it called when they're like public domain? It's like a public domain quote. You don't have to attribute to anyone. Just say it's a quote. It's a thing. It's something people say.
I hate the same unknown world. I feel like it's the same world as like dance like nobody's watching.
Yes.
Sing like nobody's listening. And like, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, and love your parents or whatever. I don't know what the third one is, but like it's that same
walk like you don't have an awful gait.
I actually just remembered I had this piece of art when I was in my early 20s, that probably was from Bed Bath & Beyond. And it said, reach for the stars. And if you miss, you'll land on the moon.
On the clouds.
Or some shit. Or reach for the moon. If you miss, you'll land among the stars. Uh-huh. That's what it was. And I remember I lived in this really shitty apartment in New York. And I was like okay, I'm going to hang this above my window. My window didn't have a screen or anything. And I was standing on a chair and I put it up in the window and then it fell out like immediately just onto the roof. And so I just saw it on the like neighbor's roof for like the whole time I lived there. Just like, reach for the clouds, the stars.
It landed among the stars. Yes. It fell and it landed among the stars. Your neighbor's just like, the fuck?
Yeah, I've never owned Live, Laugh, Love artwork, I can proudly say. I think my family might have had similar things, like blocks where it's just like a weird mantra that you get for like $3 at Target. Mm-hmm. But 100% it's a Midwestern thing. I'm from Cleveland.
Okay, I'm from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago.
As Daniel knows. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Riley, where are you from?
What do you think
from?
About thin crust pizza?
I'm from LA.
Okay,
but
you can stop talking.
But when I moved into my new place, my mom was helping me like move stuff into my new place. And I remember I didn't notice this until like I was totally moved in. And there was like a little black block in my kitchen. Jeff, you've seen this, right? It's like the top. It's like right by the stove.
Wait, yeah.
And I remember looking at it and just dying. And it's like, I know that she, like, mom, if you listen to this, which you probably won't, and that's fine. But I remember, like, she bought it with the kindest intentions, but it is now the funniest thing I've ever owned. And it's in the same world. And it's a little black block with, like, the white block letters. And it says, life without dogs? I don't think so. Very in the same world. And I can't get rid of it now because everyone who's come over.
It's a chalkboard you can't erase.
That's really sweet. But it's like, who's even suggesting there is life without dogs? Like, I just don't even like who they made that. Like, can you imagine? I wouldn't.
Can you imagine? No way. And so we played a good amount of games of like, say it like say it like you're condemning someone. Now say it like a flirt. Like, it's been a great little party game. God, I love it. So that feels in the same genre of, you know, reach for the moon, sing like nobody's listening. Oh God. They're so good. They're so awful. I love it.
Ultimate kitsch.
Ultimate kitsch. But that's the only thing I've ever owned by accident, and now I will bring it with me into every place I ever live.
The rest of my life, for sure.
It will be the centerpiece of my Thanksgiving table.
Oh, and about thin crust pizza, really quickly. I like it.
This has been cool. Yeah, I don't know.
I just wanted to answer that question in case there were listeners who were like, oh, she didn't answer that. That was weird. So I just want to share.
Thank you. And namaste to you.
And namaste, absolutely.
Should we take a break?
Okay.
Is that crazy?
Hey, crazier things have happened, huh?
Spookier things have happened.
Yeah, I don't know. November, right? Let's take a break. And we come back, we'll talk more live, laugh, love artwork for some reason.
Marty. Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 24 subscriptions.
Oh my God, Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, Mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from
therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
And we're back. Lauren, can I ask you a question? Is the art behind you supposed to look like a Jawbreaker?
Oh, that's funny. I've never thought of it. Maybe my friend painted that. And I like thinking that it looks like a Jawbreaker. It kind of does.
Because I don't know. It has layers.
It does. It does. And it has, there's sort of these like outlines of like flowers in there, like the big white part.
Ooh.
And then it's, I think of it as confetti, but.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. So Jeff, yours was wrong.
Yeah, I'm never right. Yeah.
What's the story with the quilt behind you?
I put it up. So I live in a basement and, like, this is my bedroom.
Whoa! Yeah. Surprising. It looks cute, though.
Thanks. Yeah, I made it into a home. But this is a little, like, soundproof nook. The walls are carpeted because I think smart. A musician used to live here. So I just close it off for sound purposes.
That's great.
Yeah. Also, my original intention was to make the background less distracting, but I think I did the opposite.
Because people are just like, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah. Riley, would you like to start?
God. There's so many, it's all the same, but they all look different, if that makes sense. So this is one of those variations. At the end of the day, it's more than just living, laughing, and loving, because this one, they got specific with it. So the title, it's Live, Laugh, Love, 3-piece canvas print. They're 3 12x12 panels. So I'm going to put...
That's huge.
It's so big. I'm going to put it in the chat just so you guys can get a little sense of what we're talking about if you want to follow along on the Instagram.
Oh, no.
So this one, they have live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. It's pretty, I don't know. I think we all need to hear it.
It's stunning.
It's big. It's so much bigger than it should be.
Yes.
So this is a 5-star review.
What is this? There's like weird squares behind it that look like an old AOL background.
And it looks Dell like background. The paint got onto the black part and it wasn't supposed to.
Yeah. The people who reviewed it, they got one, but it's the colors are reversed. So and their wall is dark. It just doesn't look good. It's a 5-star review from Blue Eyed Mum. Jeff, do you want to give Blue-Eyed Mum a made-up last name?
Yeah, so Blue-Eyed Mum is all hyphenated her first name. Her
That's
last
her for
name,
her legal it, first name?
Blue-Eyed Mum, yeah.
Okay.
And then her last name is Chrysanthemum.
Okay, so her name is Blue-Eyed Mum Chrysanthemum?
Yes.
Got it. Cool. Okay. So 5 stars from Blue-Eyed Mum Chrysanthemum. The title is Love These. Okay, here we go. We recently moved into a new house and was looking for the perfect piece to go on the quote-unquote big wall in the living room that went with our live, laugh, love theme. And these are just it. They're good quality and just the right size, but not too big. They come with the hanging accessories, but I didn't use them as they hung perfectly without.
Wow. Just that your theme is live, laugh, love. And then
what
you're
does
so
that mean?
And then you're excited that something that says live, laugh, love is exactly on theme. It's like the theme is specific and is 3 words. And this art has those 3 words. Like, I can't. I don't know. I would rather stare at a big blank wall.
Oh my God.
You know what I really hate are those like decals people put on the walls that say like live, laugh, love. It's like a sticker. But it looks like it was like painted on. Oh, that's brutal. You know what I also noticed on like a lot of reality TV shows, like, okay, so I watched 90 Day Fiancé and Angela, she's a famous character from the show. She has these on her walls, but one thing I really notice about people on TV, which is just a glimpse inside people's homes, so probably a lot of people have this, things are hung way too high. So it's like above her head, it's like live, laugh, love or something. But like weirdly, like it's like not supposed to be above your head. Like it's like just kind of up there. And then there's nothing else here. And like, so then it just kind of makes the room look really oddly proportioned. And so
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, like people need to, this is the thing, like you have to Google how to hang a painting. Even if your thing, it's just some whatever thing that you bought at wherever, it doesn't matter what it is. There's something about hanging it at the right eye line that just makes it so much more attractive. And I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah. this review makes me think of those shows where like the homeowner gets kind of sent away and they remodel their house for them.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
All right. Are you ready for the big reveal? The happy couple, newlyweds. Yes.
We have been dreaming of this day as long as we can remember.
We're really excited.
God, I hope it's exactly what we asked for.
I hope it's exactly that, or I will go bananas.
Now, if you're just tuning in, this, as you know, is Extreme Home Makeovers Baton Rouge Edition. We are here with Staniel and Eveline, and we are about to do the big reveal. You trusted us. 7 days, we're going to completely...
I didn't want to trust you, but
Staniel didn't want to.
No, he did not. But we waited very patiently in that Marriott you put us up in. It was beautiful, and we can't thank you enough.
How was the buffet, the continental breakfast?
Very, very well, you had an issue.
Well, it was, the eggs could have been warmer. Let's just say that the eggs could have been warmer.
Let's just say we had a chat with the manager, and the
cut to them having a chat with the manager. Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, you can help me. My wife here has a serious problem she wants to talk to you about.
Say honey, it. We don't have to do this. It's okay. Sir, we really.
If you don't
the
say
eggs
it,
were
I'm
the eggs
it.
Were frigid. The eggs were frigid.
Look
frigid.
Me dead in my eye. Look me dead in my eye and tell me that you are happy that your hotel serves frigid eggs.
I have to say that's not the standard that we like to hold ourselves to. I'm so sorry. I'd love to pay for your meal and give you more eggs.
All right.
That's almost enough. That should be it. You should be so happy.
Well,
we're kind of celebrities. I don't know if you've seen us, but we're gonna be on. We're gonna be on the next episode of Extreme Home Makeover Baton Rouge Edition.
They haven't announced it.
Oh, you guys are interior designers.
No, we're not interior designers. We are clients.
Oh, so you're on one episode.
How many are you on?
Yeah, we're on an episode.
You guys are not on the same page.
Can I just say, my wife and I have been together for 35 years and we can be on different pages and still be in the same book.
Nice. That sounded rehearsed.
I haven't said that every day.
Again, it's kind of like, All right. I'll be right back with the warm eggs. Cut back. All right. Put in the key in the hole. And just remember, we spent a lot of time and money on this, and you guys didn't spend a dime. So just kind of like play it up for the cameras, you know what I mean? No matter what you actually feel.
Okay.
Opens the door. It's live, laugh, love everywhere.
Wow.
I don't know what to... I can't stop laughing.
Wow. I can't stop loving. I'm going to fuck the couch.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Okay.
This is just what we needed.
Because here's what I want to tell you. I was going to die yesterday. I was planning to die today.
You were planning on it?
And when I saw this sign says live, I thought, nope. I'm going to live.
So we just saved your life. Can you look at the camera and say this show saved my life?
No, I see what this means to my family.
What's the name of the show, Gum?
It's Extreme Home Makeovers Baton Rouge Style.
Extreme Home Makeovers Baton Rouge Styles just made it so I didn't die.
That's it. That's in the trailer.
Oh, all right, let me show you guys the master
bedroom.
Can you take us
around, please? Let me show you the master bedroom.
Oh, yes.
It's a waterbed.
Wow. Wow. This is...
I've never heard a wow like that.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to get in. Wow, what I love about this is how when I go to the middle, the water rises above my head on both sides.
Look at him. He's parting the bed sea.
This feels good. Oh, honey, get in here.
Okay. Oh, and what I love about... Oh, we're here. Oh, sorry. Got to get back up. And ow. I can't stop moving.
Ow.
What I love about it is that, you know, now when we lie next to each other, there's a little mound of water between us.
I love that. Oh, my God.
I live it.
I live it. I live it. I love it. I laugh it. I can't stop. I love it.
I can't stop. Help me up. Help me up. This is so hard to get out of bed.
All right, I'm helping you guys up. Let's go check out the backyard. The whole thing is a slip and slide.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So give it a whirl.
Whose idea was this?
This was an accident. We had a tarp bringing in some firewood for the newly installed fireplace, and then we just kind of laid it down, and the hose started just going willy-nilly. And all of a sudden, our PA kind of is like, oh, check this out. Slides on the slip and slide. Little pebble breaks through the tarp, cuts his leg. Suddenly, that's a liability issue. So we left it here on purpose.
Wow, that's really, that's very creative.
Yeah.
It's really generous of you guys, actually. I mean, I think we're going to have a couple fun date nights. A couple fun date nights in the backyard.
Woo!
He barely goes 3 feet.
Can't get enough of it.
Oh, I really got a bruise.
Oh, well, let's go see the kitchen. Cut to the kitchen. The kitchen's actually really tasteful. What do you think, huh? This is the one we were really excited for you guys to see, because this is going to be the one that goes in the... You guys don't see him.
Where'd you get this tile?
Oh, the tile is, it's imported. It's Subway tile that's made in Italy. It's actually, we spent the most amount of money here.
Is the kitchen done?
Is it done? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's done. It's absolutely, obviously pristine.
So this is just how it's going to be.
What are your guys' notes?
Well, where'd you get this big oven and why is it so?
That's a Bertazzoni. So that's actually top of the line. Again, Italian range.
Okay, so it wasn't made in America.
Are you guys huge patriots? What's happening?
I like a country.
All right, I can respect that. I love that. Look, we have a 24-hour grace period. We can change anything you guys hate. It won't be on the show. What would you want to change about this? It's monochrome. I feel like anybody could love this.
Can I just... there's an elephant in the room, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. I know you're the host, but I cannot remember your name.
My name? Lyle.
Yeah, Lyle. Lyle, let's everyone be quiet. Do you hear something? Do you hear anything right now? What do you hear?
I don't hear anything.
Exactly right. I've stopped laughing.
I've stopped living.
My husband stopped breathing. And neither of us are loving any part of this.
If you don't get that window boarded up and put a live, laugh, love sign on top of it.
Honey, come on. Let's get you to the living room. Let's get you to the living room.
Steven, this is one of our... Can we get one of the ones from the living room?
We're waiting in the living room and just losing our minds. Oh, that's better. All right.
We took a live, laugh, love just picture frame. We're putting it on the mantle of the stove.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's a start.
It's a start. Yeah.
His breath is slowly coming back. I feel the pulse is going.
I don't think he ever stopped breathing.
What's your opinion?
Well, you know what? We'll cut this part out. The kitchen went perfect. We'll just say that. Can we just get a soundbite of you guys saying the kitchen's perfect?
I can say the words in different order, and I'm gonna add one
that could work.
Okay, yeah, we can Frankenstein it.
Kitchen not perfect, it's not.
So you added not a modifier that changes the entire sentence. The live, laugh, love thing falls. Staniel dies for real. What the fuck? How did you live in this house before?
He didn't. You saved him, and then you killed him. This is all the credits are rolling over just this end.
Next time on Extreme Home Makeovers Baton Rouge Edition. It's the same fucking thing. It's perfect. Oh, that was great. All right.
Do you guys remember the show Extreme Makeover? That was just, you get tons of plastic surgery. It was real.
Sign me
It was literally
up.
People who had low self-esteem, and then they would give them like 100 surgeries, and they would have, like, they would be away in a hotel for like many weeks until they recovered from the surgery, and then they'd have an unveiling with their family and walk out, and they looked completely different. They had like liposuction, facelift, nose job, chin implant, eye lift. Like, truly, it was a hairstyle change, weight loss. Like, I mean, it was everything. It was truly the weirdest show. And there's also a show insane. Called The Swan that was like that too, where it was women and men getting made over completely top to bottom.
That's like, what were the families like?
Wow.
I think they were, but I would love to see like a where are they now and like how that affected them, because they were away from their lives for like a couple months and then they went back to their kids and they look totally different. And it's like, that can't just have been a smooth transition.
Yeah.
So weird. So I think they did Extreme Homemaker after that because it was like a little more palatable to be like, we just made over your house.
You think it is a direct spinoff?
It was. It's the same logo. Extreme Makeover and then Extreme Home Makeover. And I always thought Extreme Home Makeover was so crazy because they would do rooms and it's like just like what we were doing, but they were so specific. Like, mm-hmm. Your kid likes cats. The whole room is a cat. And like, yes. It's like, just make it pretty so they can live there. Like, you're going to have to change this in a year.
I used to be so jealous. And that's exactly what I thought, is that I remember being a kid and watching that. And it's like, your son likes basketball. His room is now the Staples Center. Yes. And like, it would have like a full court and like everything. I remember watching it being like, oh man, I wish my room had a 12-foot slide. But then years later watching and being like, that kid is gonna be out of this phase in 6 months.
Yeah,
he's trying to lose his virginity while his parents are away. Sorry, what's this? Oh, that's a slide.
Yeah,
you can just ignore that.
All right, this is a 1-star review from There's No Name Given. So Lauren, do we have a name for this reviewer?
Yes. Carlson.
Carl Carlson.
Do you have a reference image for?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was
going to
say for who that is, because I could find it.
I need a temp image for Carl Carlson and the Live, Laugh, Love art.
All right. So this is a set of 3 fake flickering candles, which is a vocal warm up now.
Oh, yes.
And in the photo, it does show that there is a remote.
Wow.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, the font.
So, the font. It's so fake looking. This is a 1-star review. Title, No Remote in Box.
Wow.
I gave this as a Christmas gift to my best friend. And there's no remote? So this made me laugh because I'm like, just imagining that they think their friend is upset that they got it for them because there's no remote. It's like, yeah, man, it's not because there's a missing part.
Yeah, I don't want this piece of shit, dude. This is like what you get when you do like an office secret Santa and you're like,
I
oh,
was just
okay.
thinking yeah. that. It's like a white elephant. Everyone's just trying yes. to trade it away.
It's so, my family and my husband's family, we do like a white elephant and... It's like it was started as like a way to get to know both families because it was like a game.
That's so
cute.
Play.
And it's really fun. But it's funny because some people do jokey gifts and some people do good gifts. And so you kind of don't know. Like if this was in there, I think I'd be like, okay. Like I honestly don't think I could have like a reaction that was honest. I'd have to go like, oh, cool. And then like hope
no,
that
it's
something.
A joke.
But like there are so many people there that you're like, this could honestly just be someone's idea of like, I want that. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Live, laugh, love.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's so me.
That's what I thought.
Nancy, you give the best gifts.
Thank
you give the best gifts.
Can I just say, like, not to whatever, but I poured over this. Like, I was standing in the store for so long at TJ Maxx, just like kind of going between a few different things. And mm-hmm. when I was thinking of you, I just was like, this is it. Like, I saw this and I just was like, I'm done. And
so you put thought into it.
Oh my God, so much. And I really thought, you know, this would go with just your personality. You know, I've never seen your home, so I don't really know what your decor style is like. I mean, I'm pretty sure this will fit in, but
yeah.
I just like thought about who you were at your core, and I felt like this is kind of you, like you.
And maybe, you know, look, I love doing these Secret Santas. We're a small startup company. You're our newest hire, obviously. And so I'm glad that you feel like you know who I am.
I feel like I really got
I'll
you
just
right
say
away.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to just
been
open mine.
6 weeks.
If that's okay.
Okay.
Maybe, you know what? I might have done too much for this.
I'm just going to open it and.
No,
okay. Sure.
Devin, you're the best manager ever. I think, you
so,
know, I think it'll be just enough.
Let's see.
So.
Wow. It's like a Tiffany bracelet.
It's fake. It's fake. Let me return
it.
It
is. This is like the real box and everything.
Oh my God.
Mm. Wow, this is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's you really shelled out. You really shelled out for Christmas.
How much was
this?
Like $250 or
wow.
something? It's like, I thought we put a limit on it.
Yeah, $750.
$750.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much. I feel just loved. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. No.
And this isn't. These are for each other. We're Secret Santa. This isn't a trading game, is it? That's yours. That's Nancy's.
No, this is the key. My name on it. Yeah, no, I mean.
No, it is engraved. I do see that. That's incredible.
Stunning. I lied about $750. It was $1,250 because I had to pay the extra for the engraving. For the but engraving. It's nothing. Wow. It's fake. It's stupid.
I love it. It's really almost as personal as what I got you because honestly, like, of course, sorry. Like going to a big box store kind of like Tiffany where like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, guys walk in, they walk out. Like, they figure it's not, you don't have to think too hard about it. But okay. I do think this is stunning. And I really love that you spent money. Like, I think that's so beautiful and way too generous with the amount of money. But when I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but when I think about what I got you, I just feel like, wow, I really put in time.
Sure.
You know,
you stood in TJ Maxx, you put time in.
Yeah. And I was probably standing there for a Quibi.
So 10 minutes?
Yeah, I was watching this Quibi show.
No, she was. I think she was watching Quibi while she was in line.
So I know it was, I stood in the aisle for a Quibi and I stood in the line for two Quibis.
So Tiffany is a big box store and TJ Maxx is what? Small town, small potatoes?
Well, because it's so mishmash, you have to kind of go in and really pick something out. You have to get really thoughtful. And I think at Tiffany, you kind of go, what would a woman like? What would I, put her name on it. She'll like that. Like, yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. And don't get me wrong. I just think, my gift, like, kind of just speaks to who you are and who I am in a way that, like, something from a sort of paint-by-numbers store, like, really can't, you know?
Why don't we move on? Okay. Nastasia, what did you, we obviously fucked this up, by the way, because you and I exchanged gifts, and Nastasia, you had yourself.
It's okay. I did pull my name from the hat, and spoiler, I did buy, actually, Nancy, I did buy myself a paint-by-numbers spoiler, so.
Oh my gosh.
You were just complaining about those, though, right? You were just saying that was too formulaic.
In the sense that where, you know, when it's a store, that's kind of paint-by-number, but I think a paint-by-number is so fun, just to make your own art.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I went on Etsy, and you know what you can do is you can submit your own photo, and then
and did you do that, or is that just something that's possible to do, and you got a normal one from Target?
I saw that you have the option to make it personal. You know, so I could have submitted a photo of my dog, or you know, me and my family, or anything. Well, I mean, I did pick the kind of floral landscape instead.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So not personal.
Well, I mean, personal, I bought it for myself, so I think I know what I like, Devin. I think actually, like, in the way that Nancy knows you intimately, I know myself intimately.
I agree with that. I think, you know, when I started this company, you know, my first day I was so nervous. When I started at this company, I was so nervous. I thought, how will I make friends? And of course, I looked within and I thought my natural charm will come through and people will get to know me and it'll just work out. And it did. But I think what really speaks to that is just how quickly I got to observe and know you and just go, the second that I got the Secret Santa, I thought, I know where I'm going.
These don't turn on. The candles do not turn on.
We'll use the remote.
There is none.
Did you look in the box?
Sorry.
Didn't wrap. This is such a small thing, but you didn't wrap these. You handed me a Ziploc bag.
Well, I believe that we should reuse. I think that's something our company really cares about. I mean,
yeah, there was also gazpacho in the Ziploc bag. So this must be your lunch. I guess that's sustainable, but gross.
Okay. That's your opinion that it's gross. I mean, if you want to taste it, you might see that it was really good. And I did make that. And look, you can rinse it off. Those candles are plastic. They're not real candles. They're not going to be affected by gazpacho. And at the end of the day, there is a remote supposed to be in there. I saw a little instruction packet that came with it that I put in the bag, and it has a remote on it. So either you lost the remote or you're hiding it because you want my gift to seem like a failure.
I think it might be the second.
Are you
like, sorry, I've
kidding
been here for
me?
A bit, and honestly, like the second one seems a lot more like who he is, and
what?
I think your gift actually like. I think at his core, he is a live, laugh, love kind of person. But I think
I've
like,
never said
he needs
these
to
words
get there.
To you guys before.
It's more of like a manifestation.
It's completely true because it's like he. I know that he could be. This is sort of like an aspirational gift. Like I know that he could be someone who can live, laugh, and love. But at the same time, he's not fully there yet. And when it comes to a just you know even accepting a simple gift, he can't really do it. And he kind of had to rub in my face how his gift was better than mine because it was more expensive. And let me tell you, even though my gift was less than, I don't know, 2% of the cost of yours, that doesn't mean that it doesn't have heart to it. And in some ways, your gift is more empty because you just kind of walked in and pointed at something.
Hey, Devin, where's the remote? Where'd you put it?
Just fess up.
I don't have the remote.
Put it on the table. Let's just end this.
Turn the candles on.
Just press on.
They turn on. He pulls his arm from behind his back. All right.
Wow.
I wanted to show wealth because I have had a successful year in sales. And honestly, I'm in love with both of you.
Devin.
What?
So for you to say, A, that I didn't put any thought into that, I was in Tiffany for the better part of a day.
Sorry. Would you have gotten me the same gift, or was that just very specific to Nancy? Like, would you have also gone to
Tiffany? That was Nancy.
What would you have gotten her?
What would you have gotten me?
Well, you want to know the SKU of the piece? Yeah. It's 20045. Yes. It's a very choice diamond and pearl necklace. White gold, titanium style, with a linkage that you wouldn't believe. Carats, 18.
So were you like nagging me about my live, laugh, love gift? Like you did, like you, just because you're in love with me, or like?
I felt hurt. I obviously felt hurt because that felt like nothing was put into it. You don't know me. I like hobbies.
Oh my God. So you're in love with me. Like, what are your favorite qualities about me?
Well, I like that you could be a cosplay partner.
I do love that.
Like you have the knowledge of, you know, Miyazaki films. Obviously, we could go as like The Incredibles, and it would be incredible.
And I have my Snape costume that I look really good in.
And you do wear it sometimes on casual mm-hmm. Fridays. You know what, guys? Best Christmas ever.
I think so.
I think we should each take one candle.
I fear that then I get a third of a gift. Is my only qualm.
My fear is that then you'll have to walk over to our desks and use the remote every day to turn them on.
I'm in.
Okay.
It zooms out. There's just absolute carnage going on outside. Trump won in this universe.
Full dissociation.
Do we have time for one more review, Lauren?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh, here we go. Hold. Okay. Let me get the picture. God.
This is really unfortunate.
This one's like was one of the more expensive ones that I found of all of them, and that was pretty tough to see.
How much was it?
This was like 20.
Oh, okay. I thought
it was $100. This one was $580. So the
it could
title
be actually sort of cute if it didn't say live, laugh, love. Like if it just
if it
had,
didn't
like,
say what
lights.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. If it wasn't what it is, it could be great.
Yeah.
Okay, so this review's from Christine. Lauren, can we get a last name for Christine? Christine's with a K, if that changes anything.
It does. Her last name is Knotts with a K.
Christine Knotts.
Of Berry Farm fame?
Yeah.
Christine Knotts of Berry Farm fame. This is 4 stars, and the title is Pretty Wall Decor. I gave it 4 stars because they sent me 2 of the laugh plaques at first. They fixed their mistake quickly and sent me the right ones. They really are cute, so no complaints after that.
I'm sorry, it's so funny to get just like live, laugh, laugh or something.
Laugh, laugh. Or laugh, live, laugh. Oh my God, laugh, laugh, live. Any variation on that just tickles me.
Weirdly enough, I had another review and it was the same thing where they got 2 loves. I'm like, you have 1 job, shipping department. They should absolutely be a set in a box.
Yeah, why is someone putting them together every time?
They can modify it based on kind of which one you need a little bit more reminder of, which one's a little bit more important to you than the others.
It really just highlights how silly it is that they say that, because if you got 2 of 1, it makes it so dumb. But it's like, well, that shouldn't be the case. If they all said laugh, 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 it'd be like so hot.
It's like bad Joker laugh, cosplay laugh, background laugh. Is laugh, laugh, laugh. Laugh. Any variation of those 3 are bad. It's either laugh, 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 psychotic, love, love, love is dumb, and live,
seems really desperate.
It just is the biggest, it's like, to me that seems like the biggest red flag. Like you go home with someone after like a third date, tonight's the night, it's, you know, the vibes are right, it was a nice dinner, you like each other, it's a great fit, opens the door.
This has been so amazing. Can I use your bathroom really quickly?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'll be back in the shake of a lamb's tail. I'll be ready back.
Nice. Do you want red wine or beer?
Surprise me. Okay. You seem like you know my taste. Which way to the ladies' room?
It's just right there. Just turn your body.
Oh, it's got, well. Sorry, I'm just excited.
No, I'm excited too. I had a great time with you. I loved the movie. I loved everything about it. The new Ninja Turtles all female reboot. Fucking hilarious. Loved it.
I'm so glad you like it, because I know there's a lot of people being like, we don't need female Ninja Turtles, so you're different, and that's exciting.
I'm not one of those guys.
No, you're really not. I'll be right back. I just got to tinkle really quick.
Okay.
Open the door. laugh. Oh. Quick, wash my hand, come back out. So, you, I guess I didn't ask this at dinner. Are you into comedy? Are you one of those comedy nerds?
Oh, I wouldn't really say that. No, not. Wait, why? Do I seem like? I mean, I guess I like Louis. I like
CK. Dober.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, I've seen their stuff, and I think it's funny. But what? Why did you ask? I don't even.
Oh, I mean, it's just, you know, your decor. It seems like you're a big comedy head. So I just figured.
Oh, my art?
Yeah, they were candle holders, but yeah.
My art in the washroom?
The art in the washroom. What's the laugh? What's the story?
Well, I don't know if you're ready. I mean, we just went on one date. I don't know. I mean, I guess I could, well, here, have a beer, first of all.
Okay, thank you. You have anything other than IPA?
No.
Got it.
But so here's what happened, I guess. Okay, so
you guess.
I guess what happened is I'm a triplet.
Oh my god. I had that's so special.
It is. So yeah, if you like this, there's two more just like it. and so my triplet brothers and I all went to this like Ren Fair one year. And are you ready for this? Honestly, like,
wow. No, I mean, like, I cannot believe none of this came up at dinner. I'm shocked. I asked, tell me about your family. And you said, well, there's not much to tell. And I said, well, come on, everyone has a story. And you said, nah, not me. I'm just a guy. And yeah. you got pretty aggressive when I pushed on like any siblings, and you said, please, I would rather not. So I'm glad that you, to trust me with this. It makes me feel like the luckiest girl in the world. I'm so ready.
I trust you on one hand, but also you're really pressing about the art. So I am just going to just tell you. But so my brothers and I went to this Ren Fair. And so ultimately we purchased three sets of Live, Laugh, Love tea light holders to commemorate it, and we got into one of the nastiest fights we've ever had a little bit later that day.
I'm
funny
so sorry.
Enough, I was defending the all-female Ninja Turtles reboot, and they both told me I should eat shit and go to hell. And I said, well, if you ever want to date a woman, you're going to need to say you like this. And then they said, I will never compromise my opinion about a film for a chick. And I said, that's where you're going to be screwed, because I'm going to get, sorry to be frank, but my dick wet when I talk about how I like when all the girls were turtles. Who cares what I really think about it? So we get into a bit of a brawl, and we started throwing around our tea light holders at each other, and my brother Dale lost one eye, and my other brother Chip lost two eyes, and ultimately I was able to take whichever pieces were left, and they were only the ones that said laugh. And so I did take them, and I thought, these look really good in the bathroom because they're really beautiful. And yeah, I haven't spoken to my brother since, and yeah, actually, I kind of feel a little emotional right now.
I'll be honest, that's not at all the answer I was expecting.
Okay, what did you think I was going
to
say?
I really thought you were just going to say I like to laugh.
I don't really.
You don't like to laugh.
It doesn't come out very often. It just doesn't really happen. It's like,
right, so when you think something's funny, you just kind of do the old like breath through the nose. Like
I do like, that's funny.
Yeah, so you'll say that's funny instead of laughing.
I go like, huh. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
So like when, like I'll go to a comedy show once in, you know, a long while if someone, you know, gets me a ticket, and I'll go and I'll just go, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah.
You know, when something's really, because you know what it is, like when something's really truthful in comedy, people laugh, but I just go, that's what's up.
Right. You kind of acknowledge, you don't laugh at the shared humanity. You're just like, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's up? Let's make out a little.
Sorry, I'm seeing your phone is blowing up with texts from Chip and Dale right now. If you want to answer them, you can. I'm seeing they're reading like, pick up now or else pick up immediately.
Let me answer it and just see what happens. What?
It's an emergency.
What?
We need you right now.
You gotta get down to the gorge.
What is it? Are you stuck on a leaf again?
Chip's hanging on by a branch.
Hanging on by a branch.
You guys gotta figure out how to get yourself out of these situations. I'm in a girl's pocket right now. I'm in a girl's pocket right now, and it's going great.
We'll put everything behind us. You can keep the laugh. We need you to come to the gorge right this second, or all hell's gonna break loose.
All right, hold on. Baby, do you care if I go to the gorge?
Go immediately. Don't even wait for me. You should be in the car. I could hear your phone. It was even on speaker. I could hear the volume through just how loud it was on your phone.
All right, please go.
All
right, I'm going. All right, guys, I'll be there in a second. Let's do this.
Cut to the gorge.
Wow, you guys are really stuck on that branch.
We're hanging on by it.
You gotta throw something down for us. Or it's going to be lights out for Chip and Dale.
I brought just the thing that could traverse this river.
I don't have eyes because of you.
Okay, it's not just because of me. But here comes actually those three laugh signs.
It hits both of us in the face. Oh! We fall into the ravine. Of course! Oh,
no. They're long gone.
Who's laughing now?
Him, obviously, not Chipper Dale. Riley, should we do our last segment?
Oh, good. Let's do it.
That was fun.
This should be all week long.
Anybody have something on the top of the dome, something that's been shaking you all week long?
I do. And it actually, I use the name Dale in the scene, I think, because of this. But do you watch The Bachelorette? Do you care about The Bachelorette?
I have been following, I dropped off in high school, but I've been catching up on a lot of the drama of what's happening with this season specifically. So I know about Dale.
Oh my God, it's so exciting. So on this season, if anyone out there doesn't know, Claire is this woman who's been on a bunch of iterations of the show. She finally got made The Bachelorette. And she fell in love with a guy within the first episode. And then by episode four, they're engaged. She literally said in episode four, like, I can't go out with anyone else. And then she tells him she's in love with him. He looks terrified the whole time. And then he says, like, I'm in love with you too. And then the show is like, you have to propose now. And then he's like, I guess I'll do that. And then they just get engaged. And then I follow this Instagram account that has like celebrity gossip called...
Is it Dumois?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was on there right after and people were sending in like texts that they know people who have gone out with him since this time. And they've seen him with other girls. And... they both were posting on their Instagram like that they're together and like, what's next, baby? Like they're in a car together and whatever. And I'm like, this is a lie. There is something. Yeah. They're going to hold up this idea for like a couple more months.
Yeah.
And then they're going to say they amicably split and then they're going to like let it pass because they can't not have it work immediately during the show. I bet you the contracts are like, as long as the show is running, you have to say you're together.
Yeah.
And then when the show is over, you can say what really happened.
Definitely.
But I'm kind of obsessed because it's so crazy.
Who are your guys's favorite Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants or Bachelor Bachelorettes?
I don't know that I've ever really liked people that much.
Right.
There have been some that were decent, but then they pick people I don't like, and that's that always feels like a big problem. Like, oh, I liked you this whole time, and then you picked that guy that feels like, oh, like now I don't. I thought Hannah Brown was actually really surprisingly likable. Like when she was a contestant, I didn't like her as much, but then when she was made The Bachelorette, I thought she was really fun. And then when she was on Dancing with the Stars and she won the whole thing, I really enjoyed that. I'm very basic American person in this regard. I love watching Dancing with the Stars. I like cry at it, and she was great on that.
I loved Dean.
Yeah.
Oh,
Dean.
Yeah.
Dean a lot.
Dean was fun.
I saw him in public once.
What'd you do?
It's exciting.
I bawled.
Gave him a wet kiss on the mouth.
Dean.
My boy.
I remember there was one contestant. I forget what season it was, but I remember his whole, he was like terrifying. Like, you will shoot someone. And he like, he was the guy who was like, he had like the heart and lock tattoo on his chest. And his whole thing's like, I'll guard your heart. I'll guard your heart. I swear to God, I'm going to guard your heart. And I'm like, you have killed and you will strike again.
Yes.
And then he went. I remember like the Bachelor at the time was like, that's nice. And he's like, he like showed her his chest and he's like,
this, I'm serious.
This is, he's like, this means more to me than anything. This means more to me than you have no idea. My whole thing is about guarding and protecting hearts. And so I will call me your white knight because I will guard and protect your heart. And then so he went home and he could not fucking wrap his head around it.
Oh my God. When they get kicked up, I think there's something, I have a definite double standard about it, but like, when the women are kicked off and they're crying, I'm like, oh, it's weird. It's a lot. And then when the men get kicked off and they cry, I'm like, come on. Like, you didn't really fall in love. Like, I don't know why I have that feeling, but it just feels like worse to watch them like be so invested. But I should like that, but I just have a problem with it. I don't know. Because it's like, you knew her for 2 days. Why are you crying? Yeah. I think when I see like, I mean, it's a double standard. There's no explanation for it. There's no justification.
So what's cool is to be emotionally detached as a man? Okay.
Yeah, and I don't agree with that at all in real life, but there's something about it on the show where I just go like, it doesn't feel like they're actually emotionally connected to themselves. It feels like they're unhinged. Like there's something like weird about it.
So that because they're not connected, when they do cry, it doesn't make a lick of sense.
Yeah.
You're like, you didn't care.
Yeah, it's just like,
but I also think they're delirious at like 4 a.m.
And that's so much, but they're drunk and tired and it's like the sun is rising and they just got rejected on TV, which is sad.
It is sad.
I got, and this is going to sound really pretentious, I don't mean it to be, I got a typewriter. It's not like one of those old-timey steampunk shits. It has a normal keyboard. There's no screen. Because I have chronic dry eye. I talk about it on the podcast all the time. That's why my left eye is always bloodshot. I was like, I need to figure out a way to not stare at screens, but everything I need to do is on the computer. So I was like, if I could just have one thing, if I'm writing something or just like journaling, I can do it on the typewriter.
That's nice.
It's also just like very fun. It's very tactile. It's very satisfying to hear that every time.
It feels like a fun activity.
Yeah. And you also like, you can't self-edit. There's no backspace, so you just kind of have to go stream of consciousness. So for me, it's great for outlining, just getting all the ideas out on the page. And that's what's been shaking me. I got it for like $100 on Amazon. It's been good.
That's so fun.
That is good. I do hate that I still use Amazon, even though I like know fully that it's bad, but I'm like, but I'll get everything tomorrow.
Okay, so been watching Great British Baking Show. The new season is currently happening right now. And on Tuesday, on the 3rd, I remember I just got, Elizabeth, our roommate and I, we got so overwhelmed with everything that we just binged an old season of Great British Baking Show. And then last night watched a new episode. And last night, I don't know why this is shaking me. The cast, it happens every time. And I just, Riley, you open your heart and then it gets stomped on. I open my heart to a new cast every season. Every season, I'm like, there couldn't be a cuter, sweeter group of people. And then it happens. And then we're down to the final six, final five. And it just gets so painful. And, you know, tensions were high this past week. Catch me crying to someone getting kicked off of Great British Baking Show.
How about
But that show, listen, I feel like every What Shook Me is just me plugging a show I like, but which is fine. Finish Watchmen. Fucking incredible. If you haven't seen Watchmen, it's so good. Great British Baking Show, the episode that came out last night, I don't know why this is what I'm getting to. It was 80s themed week, so it's like they were cooking all these baked. So the first challenge was quiches, and then it was like a kind of like filled donut.
Are quiches 80s?
I think so.
Yeah.
When I think about the 80s, I'm like, quiche? I'm like, a filled donut?
And the showstopper was ice cream cakes. Fully forgot about ice cream cakes. I immediately texted 80s. Daniel. I'm like, that is going to be what I'm getting for my next birthday. But every time they do like a kind of temperature sensitive bake. It always happens to be the hottest day of the year on the show for some reason. And so I last night was cry laughing in bed. And I felt so bad because it's like, it's such a genuine show. Like, there's no cash prize. It's truly just whoever wins, like, gets a plaque.
Rights.
And it's the sweetest thing. And everyone loves each. It's like, it's so sweet. And this one they filmed during COVID. So they're just in like this Great British Baking Show bubble. And I just love it.
Wow.
To watch these six people try and like scoop ice cream back onto a cake.
Oh my God. That sounds so good. I want to watch that. And I've only seen a few episodes, but I
liked
so, it.
It's like Xanax. I love it.
Yeah.
There were some cakes, and I felt so bad because it was like these two women who like I have loved, but I was voice memoing Daniel cry laughing because they just looked like blades of literal shit, and it was so sad. But it really, God, that episode. You don't even have to know the rest of the season to watch this.
Yeah,
fucking
that's so like,
manic, and like some people really killing it, but then the other people like with their hands like trying to push the ice cream back on. Really,
it was, I can't believe that's the only solution in that moment. They're like, I just have to push it up. Like, oh
yeah,
start over. I mean, you can't, but that's crazy.
Well, it was in the freezer. They were open the freezer and were trying to like do it.
Open an ice box and shove cream into a sphere.
Wow.
That's great.
So that's oh God, it's all I think about. God, I love it. And I'm sitting back as if I know what to do, because they'll mess up
one
thing.
Yeah, with an ice cream cake.
Oh, well, that was the issue.
Oh, well, you're fucking up, Daniel.
They shouldn't have put honey on it, it'll take longer. It'll take longer to freeze.
Oh, well, what a time to be alive.
Oh,
we're
doing
it. We don't want to take too much more of your time, Lauren, but last thing, plugs. What do you have going on? Tell the people.
Oh my God. Well, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Lauren Lapkus. And I do Bachelorette recaps on my Instagram stories. So if you don't like watching the show, but you want to just watch me watch it for like 20 minutes and you hear all my reactions. Some people like that. And I have a Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/LaurenLapkus, you can get like podcasts and watch alongs that I'm doing with movies. And it's fun. So I guess that's all I want to plug right now.
Nice.
Cool.
Yay.
Oh, and my podcast, Newcomers with Nicole Byer, which is on HeadGum.
So, guys, if you haven't listened to Newcomers, it is the funniest fucking thing. I have to say, the fanfic episodes, I almost crashed my car twice listening to the Star Wars one and then the Lord of the Rings one. It's so,
it's very
your Star Wars fanfic that you wrote, I wept.
It's
it is
disgusting.
Unbelievable.
It's really, really sexual. And but yeah, the show is me and Nicole Byer watching Star Wars for the first time and then Lord of the Rings for the first time. And we weirdly miss Star Wars right now. It's kind of like shocking, but we're like, oh my God, that was better than this. Like, ugh, it's a lot. We're just going so deep into it that you just.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're doing everything.
Yes.
Every bit of
it. It's fun.
Hell yeah. So listen to Newcomers, you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. You can follow the show on Instagram at Review Review, on Twitter Review Review Show, and on Reddit r/ReviewReview. Also, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
And you can follow Jeff on Instagram at Ian Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Don't Play No James. Happy you got your Instagram back, Jeff. Congratulations.
Yes,
and mazel tov to you.
I was banned from Instagram for no reason.
Wow.
For 3 days. And then luckily, I have friends that work at Facebook and Instagram, and they were able to help me get it back. And they were like, yeah, this was a bug. You did nothing wrong.
It's crazy, though, because it really is that hard to get it back if you get, like, I got locked out when I left the country and had to use a different phone. And then I had to, like, send a picture of myself holding up, like, a verification number.
Yeah.
It was so involved. And it was the only way I could even get in touch with that person was through a social media agent at, like, my agent, my acting agency. So it was like, they don't make it easy to get in touch with them.
Not at all. And I get it. They'd probably be getting calls nonstop, but it was still, like, it was hard. It's such a non-issue, but...
But I bet that was really hard for you.
It's the hardest thing I've ever gone through.
Heavy.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys again next week. Lauren, thank you so much for
thank
doing the show.
So
we really
much.
Appreciate it.
It was so fun.
Yeah, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank
and
you.
I hope you have a great celebration the rest of the week. Fuck Donald Trump!
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you to our VI podcasts as well. Let's shout them out, Rylance.
Okay.
Thank you to Aaron Carrico.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael Scarn.
Alex McCulloch.
Alex Watts.
Alex Witt,
Alton Burkholder,
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell,
Anthony Amadeo,
Austin Boston, Charleston Chu. Sorry, Austin Boston Charleston Houston.
Bagadoo.
Bob Buell.
Brad Hild.
Brandon Bathater.
Brendan Metz.
Cameron Bradley.
Chasten Bales.
Chris Forgash.
Christian B.
Connor Finnegan.
Daniel Boney. Daniel Boney.
Daniel L. Hodson.
Dr. Eags.
Elliot Sloma.
Eric Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Garrett Glasbergen.
Jeff Hodson.
Spelled the right way. Hallie.
Holly.
Isaac Fletcher.
Jackson Hansel.
Say it like a little bit more seductive.
No.
Jackson Martin.
Jacob Kachuk.
Jake Radiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Pontia.
Jared.
Jason Araya.
Jasper Hoffman.
Jesse Tipton of Tipton Hotel fame.
Joel Anderson.
Jonas Sanchez.
Josh Tischler.
Caleb Luster.
Kerwin.
Kevin Sunt.
Colby Hollis.
Cokehead.co.
Christian Barron.
Lauren Malang.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Mark Spaulding.
Matt Box.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Eback.
Michael Field.
Michael Rowland.
Nate Porteous.
Nicolaj Biergard.
Noel Sumido.
Nolan Murphy.
Phoenix McVernon.
P.
Robert Fridge.
Sabrina.
Sam Adams.
Sarah Kilduff.
Space Ant.
Stefan.
Stephanie Cass.
Shout out Stephanie Cass. We've been having some good political discourse in the Discord, I should say. Theodore Geisen.
Will Busey.
Will Phillips.
Xander Madsen.
Yarrow Edie.
Hugo Style.
So shout out, y'all. We cannot thank you enough, as we always can't. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of our show. We'll catch you guys again next Tuesday. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.